Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
I live in Southern California as well as you do, and you know, Southern California is it's probably one of the best places to live in the whole planet. I mean, it's just incredible, the lifestyle here. I'm 2 minutes from the ocean, and I'm 40 minutes from the mountains. I can go skiing and surfing in the same day if I want to. People out there, you know, stuck in a 9-to-5 job, they hate it, and it's a rat race. The money comes in, and the money goes out just as fast, and they can never get ahead in life. Joint venture marketing, learning how to do joint venture marketing, can allow you to break that cycle and to step away and leave all that behind and start really living your dream.
For anyone who doesn't know much about business and doesn't even know what a joint venture is, let's talk in kindergarten terms. What is a joint venture?
You know, okay. Basically, what a joint venture is where you get to leverage off of the trust and the credibility of either other people or other businesses. For example, a great example of this, is everyone has seen this right before their very eyes, is Oprah Winfrey, okay?
Okay.
He met with Dr. Phil before he was on Oprah Winfrey. I mean, he was nobody. He was a struggling guy doing counseling for people and little businesses, and he was nobody. But as soon as Oprah brought him on the show, she transferred her credibility and trust onto him, because when Oprah brings someone on her show and taps them and says, this guy is trustworthy, this guy is great, I use this guy, I love this guy's stuff, her audience, which, you know, is comprised of millions and millions and millions of untold households that watch her religiously and want to be like Oprah. So when Oprah says, Dr. Phil, this guy's a guru, this guy can help anybody solve relationship problems, you know, you need to listen to this guy, all of her audience immediately goes, well, if it's good enough for Oprah and she says he's great, I trust her. So then he must be great. So her ability and the trust that she's built with her audience is immediately transferred to Dr. Phil. And look what's happened to Dr. Phil.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Now he has his own show and he's humongous. And when Oprah does that and she taps him and says, this guy's amazing, and here's his book, by the way, what do people do? They run out by the tens of thousands and they buy his book at the bookstore. And so this guy's become wealthy virtually overnight just because of his joint venture with Oprah. And guess what? Dr. Phil's show, from what I understand, is an Oprah production.
That's right. She produces it.
So she gets paid on his show.
She does.
So she's a smart businesswoman. And so she brought him on, realized he got that credibility from her, and his sales went through the roof, so she immediately set up the deal with him to produce his own TV show, which is humongous already, too, because Oprah's audience of millions of people were instantly leveraged to Dr. Phil's benefit.
I totally see. So she's built the credibility with all her TV viewing audience over the, however, 10 years. But without that credibility, it wouldn't work, would it?
If Dr. Phil's show came on the air without Oprah, or he was never on Oprah, nobody would know who he is, nobody would trust him or care much about him. But because, like you said, Oprah has built this loyal following, because what she's done, she spent hundreds of thousands of dollars and hundreds and thousands of man hours putting together stories and information to her audience for their benefit. So she spent years building that trust by giving so much value from her show that people just love her and everything she says is like gold. So when she taps you on the shoulder and says, this guy's like gold too, all that trust gets transferred immediately, without delay, right to you.
That's amazing. Now, that's good for TV. Let's take this same concept of joint venture, and let's say someone wants to apply this in a business type setting and to generate money. Can you make money doing something similar to that?
Exactly. Yeah. Any business, and that's the best thing about joint ventures, is that any business, new or old, whether you have no money or no customers, or you're just starting up, or you're some huge $40 million a year corporation, you can use joint venture marketing to get amazing results. You can use it to drive tons of sales. You can use it to get tons of new customers. And here's how they would do it. Like, let's say, for example, you started a new company and you're selling your book, for example. You mentioned to me you had a book you're creating.
Now, let's say I'm selling my CD-ROM, my 61 hours of audio information from my hardtofindseminars.com. So I've got it all on a CD-ROM.
Amazing. Anyone who listens to that is going to know it has amazing value. So what you would do is you would think to yourself, who has my prospect before they need me? In other words, what is my prospect doing? What are they buying? What are they thinking about before they would need my CD or before they'd even want my CD? And then think about what companies actually have those prospects. Like, for example, when people are at the level or at the time that they want to get more information about marketing, where are they in their life? Are they just getting into business? Are they in business? Well, you could say, yes, some of them are just getting into business and they're trying to learn everything they can about marketing. So then you would say, well, who has those prospects already?
Right, and I'm going to leverage, because I don't have to screw with doing lead-generating advertising, spending money on ads, spending money entering the names into a database. That's already being done. I'm leveraging off all the efforts of that other business, right?
Exactly. There's other companies out there right now who have already spent maybe the last 3 or 4 years cultivating their customer list, and their customer list is your prospect list. What you need to do is find it. Like, for example, anyone else who sells, let's say, computers, or anyone who sells office supplies, if someone's just getting into business, what are they going to do? They're going to run out and buy office supplies. They need a desk. They need a computer. They need a multitude of things. Well, you could tap in to those resources. Here's a good example. People get an internet connection. You know, most people who get an internet connection, they're not just out there looking for, cartoons and, jokes of the day.
Right.
So you could leverage off of someone who sells internet connectivity, and you could offer to do a joint venture with them where you will get their customer names and you will mail them via email a special offer to get your free CD.
Right.
They would want to do that with you for a couple of reasons. One is they could throw that free CD in as a bonus for someone signing up for their service. So now you don't have to pay them to be your joint venture partner. You can get them to give your CD away as a free bonus to anyone that signs up for their internet access service.
That's right. And what does it cost me to make the CD? 50 cents?
Exactly. And now you're tapping into a constant stream of leads that don't cost you anything. And what you could do, which is what I would recommend, is you would tell the company that's going to offer it as a bonus that they need to pick up the $1.50 cost or the dollar cost of producing the disc. That way you have zero marketing costs and zero effort whatsoever, because you can have them contact your disc duplicating company directly to order discs, so you never even have to talk to them.
Isn't that a lot easier than me screwing around building an entire customer list?
Yeah, because see, what most businesses fall down on is lead generation. Without having a constant flow of leads to your business, you're out of business. You can't survive without a continual stream of leads coming into your business. And the only way most people think about getting leads is through advertising, paid advertising. And the problem with paid advertising is it's very expensive and it's very risky. And people make mistakes when they do their advertising, and then it costs them their whole business because they spend too much money, don't bring back enough money, and then they're out of business.
Hi, this is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this audio clip of an interview I did with a joint venture expert, Bianco Nicky. If you'd like to listen to the rest of this interview for free for the next 30 days, click on the link in the description below this recording. Or you can email Michael at HardToFindSeminars.com and in the subject line write 30 days free, and I'll send you back a link for more information. If you go back to my site And in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value. And it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.